Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main website. Then the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that was at the third, the number three, thethirdingredient.com, and both of those are available at Amazon. I hope you check those out. And we got our new friend, Rick Haldeman, is here. Rick is author of Curriculum of the Soul, director of the Association of Noetics Practitioners, and we're talking about why is America so sad? The research shows it, doesn't it, that America is dropping in the level of world happiness. Why do you think that is, Rick?
Well, you know, as we were discussing just a minute ago, Jim, it's interesting. We have this concept of success here in America, and it's not exactly spelled out, but it's certainly heavy-handedly implied, the success that means material success, financial success, if I have the right partner, if I have the right house, all these things, basically, is what it comes down to. And yet, there's that great quote by Joseph Campbell where he talks about, you know, this idea of success where a man has been spending his whole life climbing the ladder of success only to realize that once he got to the top, it's been facing the wrong wall.
Yeah. And
that, I think, is what's happening with our culture. And we've really gotten lost in this idea of linear thinking. You know, I make a big distinction in the book between what I call the ego-centered world and the soul-centered world. And the soul-centered world certainly exists, only if we really want to pay attention to it. But the ego-centered world, i.e., you know, people that are so focused on themselves and on whatever their identity is related to, that is kind of running. And you can see it in particular, you know, like in politics would probably be the great example of
right.
It's completely the ego-centered world. Doesn't matter what side, what party, anything like that. It's the ego-centered world where, you know, there's that line from the Rumi poem, which says, you know, out beyond ideas of right doing and wrongdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in that field. That's the field that the soul is most interested in. It's not interested in right or wrong. It wants this other place. And I think that's where the spirituality starts showing up. And spirituality from a soul, at least from the soul perspective, in our own curriculum, if one is truly suffered, for instance, if you've taken care of a dear friend who has gone through cancer, you're going to start to learn something about compassion and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very natural evolution. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are always thinking, how quickly can we fix whatever this is?
Right.
If I have cancer, how quickly can I fix it? Rather than, well, of course you want to get healed, cured from it, but what are the things that you might learn in the process?
Right.
Beyond just the medical.
It is part of living. There's another area that I've been very keen to observe over the last several years, and it's associated with my new book, and that's this concept of ethical behavior. I think one of the reasons why we're sadder now in America, the research shows that, is because not because that we're necessarily less ethical, but we're moving into a world that makes it more difficult for us to find our ethics, for us to experience ethical behavior. The digital world, we're having difficulty mounting, installing, applying what I call our analog ethics in the digital world, and I think that's creating a lot of anxiety and therefore sadness. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I'd even add another word to ethics, which is, and I have this discussion with my 92-year-old mother about the loss of civility. And,
yeah.
And this has been happening incrementally.
And the loss of intellectual honesty. That's got to be part of it.
Yes. That this all is kind of a package. And the thing is, once the bar gets lowered, then it's very difficult to raise it back up.
Mm-hmm.
So this very place you're talking about is another tough one because that bar does keep getting lowered and lowered, and people, you know, start thinking, well, if I can get away with this, basically, that
yeah.
kind of behavior, like cutting one off, you know, say, just in your car, cut somebody else off. It's like, well, But if one was thinking more from this other perspective of, if I was in that other car and, you know, and cutting that person off, and I don't like how that feels, I guess I really don't want to do that because, in some cultures, for instance, you know, like in India, they'd say, well, you're just creating bad karma. Why would you want to do something like that?
Well, and these are all elements of modern life, the lack of civility, the lack of the Daniel Patrick Moynihan called it defining deviancy down. Those are all things, and I do believe that all of this originates in what we started talking about, and that is a failure to appreciate our spirit, our soul, if you will, a failure to realize that some of our happiness must come from blessing others and especially blessing them without them even knowing that we did it. I mean, I just can't tell, you know, people, if you'll ever do that, you can't imagine the wellspring of happiness that you can get from that kind of behavior. I'll give you last thoughts, Rick.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just thinking about that idea of blessing others. I go around and I do it. There's a little Hawaiian prayer that I do, and I do this all the time. And it's related to a practice called Ho'oponopono, and I described it in the book. But the prayer is very simple, and I say this to myself: I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you. Whenever I see anything that's happening out there, and it's basically,
I got to start using that with my wife. That'll cover a lot of bad behavior. With my, I'm sorry, I love you, thank you. What is it? Forgive me.
I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you.
I got to write that down. That's going to be a key to my success in the future. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Rick Halderman, ladies and gentlemen, Curriculum of the Soul.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.